It's time for us to talk ice cream. I think if you can find the right flavour, your favourite flavour, salted caramel or cookies or cream, maybe you're a tried and true vanilla or chocolate lover, that when you sit down to savour that, it just can't be improved. Or can it? I don't think there's any doubt that ice cream is one of the world's happy foods, but imagine this. You have your favourite flavour of ice cream in your hand, your best friend or partner's with you, you're both sitting in the soft sunshine, and just when you thought it couldn't get any better, every time you take a lick, soft music plays from the cone. Yes, you heard me. A musical ice cream cone experience between the two of you and your cone. Researchers from Monash University and RMIT have developed WeScream, a sensory ice cream cone that plays different sounds while you're eating ice cream, adding a multi-sensory layer to the ice cream experience. Let's talk to one of the people behind this project. Professor Florian Muller is director of the Exertion Games Lab at Monash University's IT faculty. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Lovely to talk to you this morning. Can you explain to me how you came to be looking at improving the ice cream experience?
Yeah, very good question. It's because we are really interested in developing technology to help people have a fulfilled life, right? Because, you know, technology helps us in so many ways, but of course, you know, technology also has a lot of problems. So we are trying to really develop better technologies to have help us have a fulfilled life. And part of that fulfilled life is that we realize more and more how these small things are so important in life, such as you described, eating an ice cream with your friend on a lovely sunny day.
I think we shouldn't go much further, Florian, without actually playing of some of what people might hear if they engage with the particular ice cream cone that you've developed. Let's have a listen to what happens when you get served ice cream by Professor Florian Muller. I feel like that was the rum talking to the raisin in a rum and raisin, Florian, maybe. Can you explain to me what we just heard, please?
So what you heard is one example of the different sounds we can play, right? So WeScream is an interactive ice cream cone, right? So it looks like a regular ice cream cone. It feels like a regular ice cream cone. It's got the same size. And it works with any ice cream flavor. However, the cone is 3D printed, so you can't eat it. And we put a little computer, like a microcontroller, at the bottom in that hollow part of the ice cream cone. And that allows us to sense whenever your tongue or your lips touch the ice cream and you take a bite, when you take a lick, take a bite of the ice cream. And then it's also got a little speaker inside. And then we can play a particular sound or note. And because it's wireless, it also senses other ice cream cones around you. And then if both of you bite the ice cream at exactly the same time, then we can play an even more particular sound. We do that because we want to highlight the joy and social interactions that you get with eating ice cream.
Wow.
Because you probably, I'm not sure if you have that experience too, but, you know, ice cream or any food, but ice cream in particular, is really complex, right? On the one hand, we know that we shouldn't really eat ice cream all the time, right? And parents know this in particular. On the other hand, we also know that, you know, ice cream can be very joyful. We often associate it with very pleasant experiences in our childhood. And there's even studies that show, you know, it has been used for helping people with depression. So it's got a lot of good and a lot of not so good things. And we just want to highlight that technology can serve as an additional flavor to further underline these social benefits. Because as I tried to allude there, is that you might have had the experience when you had ice cream in front of you and maybe you started looking at your phone or you started looking at the TV, and then all of a sudden, 10 minutes later, you realize, oh, all the ice cream is gone, but I didn't really pay attention to it. I didn't really enjoy it because I kind of was not aware that I was eating it, right? So we are trying to create technology to make you really aware of the joy that it can bring. So if you eat it, you really get the full benefit of it.
Okay, Professor Florian Muller is our guest this morning from the Exertion Games Lab at Monash University's IT faculty. We're talking about an ice cream cone that will play you music. And if you're adjacent to a friend as you eat your ice cream, it could play you that music in concert. Florian, I was thinking more of an ice cream cone where, like, I'd take a big lick and then the cone would say, that's 50 calories, Leon. That's another 50 calories, Leon. You're going to need to walk this off. Did you think about sort of an ice cream cone that was a little bit more like the dark side, the darker side of your conscience, Florian?
Yes, yeah, and we actually are experimenting with it right now to allow people to upload their own songs or their own sound clips, right? Because we're really trying to understand what's the best sound to augment that. We know, for example, we've got other researchers who are investigating that in elderly homes where, you know, people have problems with eating solid food, and, you know, they often get this, this is not a very scientific word, but, the mushy food that you're getting instead that doesn't really have a bite. And they are playing, you know, sound bites that remind them what a sound like, you know, you're biting something much more solid, right, to remind them of the experience that they and the joy they had when they were able to eat all sorts of kind of foods.
Florian,
could this just another way to augment it.
So yes, it could be commercialised through aged care and helping people in that way, but could it be commercialised in terms of a franchise taking over this ice musical cone technology and having, you know, that as part of their brand? Is that what you're thinking about in the medium and longer term?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we're talking to the hospitality industry, which, you know, we need to particular support these days because they've become more and more aware that they need to promote the fact that they are delivering more than the food. They're delivering an overall experience, right? I mean, I can order, you know, food and get it home, ice cream in particular, or food in general, I can get that delivered at home. But I go out to an ice cream parlor or to a restaurant and I pay for the overall experience, not just the food. So we're trying to help them get an idea of how they can make people more aware that what you're paying for is an experience that includes, you know, a smile, a friendly chat, but also experience that you can't have at home, such as ice cream that makes music to underline the benefits of it.
Dear listener, how would you go? Do you think it would be something that would be a unique selling proposition for you, considering where you went for your next ice cream cone? Professor Florian Muller is our guest this morning. I suppose the problem is you're denying people the opportunity to crunch their way through the cone at the end or to try unsuccessfully. Florian, how are you going to manage that?
Yeah, so that's the thing that we have to tell people that, you know, you can't eat the cone. So in that regard, it's more like a cup that you get. That's the only thing that, you can't eat electronics yet. But that's actually an interesting area that more and more people are investigating. What happens if you could eat, computers getting smaller and smaller, but what would actually happen if they are so small that you embed them into food and you swallow them?
Amazing.
Yeah,
Florian, thank you for talking about your work. It's amazing to hear. And I have the feeling that were someone to adopt it, it might be a big seller and potentially improve people's sense of feeling, the experience of eating ice cream. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks for having me. Thank you very much.
Professor Florian Muller from Monash University on Mornings on your local ABC.